In Oklahoma, at least 2 people are dead and several others hurt after tornadoes ripped through parts of the state last night. Oklahoma is part of Tornado Alley, but as the earth warms, intense storms that produce tornadoes could become more common outside of that area, and the people who are most vulnerable to these storms are often not getting warnings in time to seek shelter. NPR's Julie Deffenbrock has this report.
A tornado killed 26 people near Rolling Fork, Mississippi last month.
Rebuilding, it's going to be a long process. The local lumber store that supplied all of the materials to build, they got wiped out. Yeah, all of the stores where we would normally get stuff at, they're gone. So everything, gas stations, gone.
That was area resident Larry Bradford speaking to NPR's Debbie Elliott. As global temperatures rise, some climate models suggest that the weather patterns that cause tornadoes could become more common year-round. Victor Gensini, a meteorology professor at Northern Illinois University, says the probability of disasters like Rolling Fork is increasing, not just due to climate change, but also shoddy construction and urban sprawl.
A disaster itself is really a function of kind of 2 things. Number 1 is the physical risk of the hazard, in this case, a particular tornado, and also the human vulnerability component, sort of exposure, how humans build along the landscape, how we cluster, how strong our structures are.
Concepts like Tornado Alley and Tornado Season, Gensini says, no longer capture how these storms behave.
In reality, tornadoes don't really care what state it is. There is a substantial climatological risk of tornadoes in most places east of the Rockies in the United States.
Gensini says forecasts for severe weather have gotten really good, and they keep getting better.
20 years ago, we wouldn't even dream about trying to make a next day tornado forecast.
Those advanced forecasts are now possible, but how much do they matter if they aren't reaching people in the path of a tornado? National Weather Service alerts are only helpful if you have cell service. Kim Cloco-McLean is a senior scientist at NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. She says people find out about severe weather events through a patchwork of local and national systems.
And what we see is a lot of rural places receiving the poorest overall service, many in places that intersect with other social vulnerability factors like income and race.
11 minutes before the twister touched down in Rolling Fork, the National Weather Service warned that a supercell was headed for the area. And meteorologists on TV interrupted March Madness to get the word out.
If you have loved ones in this area, possibly not checking on the weather, go ahead and give them a call.
There is a tornado on the ground headed for Rolling Fork.
This is a situation where you really need to take precautions right this moment.
Cloco-McLean says that there's a lot of pressure not to break into primetime programming.
Some station management has given meteorologists feedback in the past because the evening programs, like what were going on during this tornado, can be some of their most watched programs.
She recommends that people get a NOAA weather radio. The radios are battery operated. They automatically turn on if there's a warning. They're also pretty cheap, but they're only in 3-4% of American households. The National Weather Service has been trying for decades to get more people to use them, and some counties are now offering them for free. Julie Deppenbrock, NPR News.